Welcome to today's news headlines from the Scottish Radio News team. Demolition of homes in Aberdeen affected by potentially dangerous rack is now underway. More than 500 properties, most of them council-owned, were found to contain reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete in 2023. Signs warning of demolition in progress have been put on fencing that's been erected around the properties, some of which have already been knocked down. It's understood that work began on Monday and residents have said it was upsetting to see the homes finally starting to disappear. A total of 138 private properties and 366 council homes were found to have rack in their roof panels. It was previously announced that the plan to demolish and rebuild the properties is expected to cost more than £150 million. King Charles III has been welcomed by a guard of honour provided by the Royal Regiment of Scotland as he arrived at Balmoral for his summer break. The King, who is Colonel-in-Chief of the regiment, inspected soldiers from Balaclava Company, 5th Battalion, who took up Royal Guard duties in July and will remain in Balmoral until October. King Charles also met Corporal Cruachan V, the Shetland pony, who is the regiment's mascot and was on parade with his handler, Corporal Rory Stewart. Scottish Fire and Rescue Service crews have left the scene of a major wildfire that started in the Cairngorms National Park almost 5 weeks ago. The last 15 firefighters were stood down at RSPB Abernethy Nature Reserve on Monday. RSPB staff continue to dampen down hotspots. The wildfire started in the Glenmore area near Aviemore on July the 15th and it has burned across around 10 square miles of moorland and forestry. One of pop culture's most famous vehicles has been spotted on the streets of Glasgow as filming set to begin on superhero sequel The Batman Part 2. Sharp-eyed locals saw the Batmobile on St Vincent Street on Monday as fans of The Dark Knight started visiting locations expected to be used in the new film. Other vehicles seen include police cars marked with Gotham police signs and SWAT vehicles, while bus shelters now have timetables displayed for Gotham. The Kingston Bridge, Newton Street, Bothwell Street and North Street are thought to be the main filming areas in the city, with road restrictions already in place and in some cases running right through until September. Social media giant Meta is on trial over claims it deliberately designed its platforms to be addictive to young people. The four US states in court are seeking billions of dollars from Meta. They're acting on behalf of a group of 29 states that filed a lawsuit in 2023, arguing the company violated child privacy laws. That's your cut-up for now. More news in an hour.
Mearns FM. Weather.
A bright start on Wednesday, but some light rain or showers developing in the afternoon. A few showers turning heavy, especially over southern Aberdeenshire. A maximum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM. To the end of the earth. Listening to the Quiet Star.
you're trying too hard to see them. And sometimes you don't find the right lines, 'cause you're trying too hard to hear them. But you know what it feels like, 'cause you're like me, and you won't give up till an all-time low. Nothing else is good enough. I'm on an all-time low to find me. Oh, some days you're too sad in your ways and you forget. Shut up and listen. Some days you just have to misplace all your mistakes somewhere that you will miss them. So stop lying that you're fine, 'cause you're like me and you can't give. Till an all-time love, 'cause nothing else is good enough. One and all. Don't believe that it's a failure. I don't believe that it's a fall. 'Cause if everything were plain sailing, oh, tell me, what would there be left to its all? But an all-time low, 'cause nothing else is good enough. I'm on an all-time low to find me. I'm on an all-time low, 'cause nothing else is good enough.
I'm Maxine Smith, and I'm the host of the Mernt FM Business Spotlight, a special weekly feature every Wednesday from 10 till 11. And it's where you have a 1 hour special programme focused on championing your business, and you even get to choose your own music. Yep, that's Business Spotlight on Mernt FM. Send me an email, business-spotlight@mernsfm.org.uk. Or you can send a direct WhatsApp message on 078-1000-1238. That's Business Spotlight every Wednesday, 10 till 11 on Mernt FM.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep, everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer, like dreamers do. if I try. I remember that you said
Quiet Storm.
Notice the pain. Love is an anchor Yeah. told you lately that I love. Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do.
Taking your place, but for you.
Sunday nights are made for slowing down. So why not join us in the lounge with Mr. and Mrs. Smith? It's jazz, it's blues, it's the stories, the sounds and the artists that have shaped them. From the legends who created the music to the exciting voices carrying it forward. Join Ian and Maxine, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, every Sunday night from 7 till 9 p.m. right here on Mearns FM. 2 hours of great music, fascinating journeys and a showcase of jazz and blues with a difference. In the Lounge with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Sunday nights, 7 till 9 p.m. here on Mearns FM.
listening to The Quiet Storm.
So soon, and that that you miss me sometimes when you're alone in your room. Do I feel lonely too?
Listening to the Quiet Star.
If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad today? If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you are not mine, then why does your heart return my call? If you are not mine, would I have the strength to stand at all? I never know what the future brings, but I know you're here with me now. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life with. I don't want to run away, but I can take it.
friends maim my life. If you're not for me, then why do I dream of you as my wife? I don't know why you're so far away, but I know that this much is true. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life with. So strong that it takes my breath away, and I breathe you into my heart and pray for the strength to stand today, 'cause I love you.
Online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM News.
Welcome to today's news headlines from the Scottish Radio News team. Demolition of homes in Aberdeen affected by potentially dangerous rack is now underway. More than 500 properties, most of them council-owned, were found to contain reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete in 2023. Signs warning of demolition in progress have been put on fencing that's been erected around the properties, some of which have already been knocked down. It's understood that work began on Monday, and residents have said it was upsetting to see the homes finally starting to disappear. A total of 138 private properties and 366 council homes were found to have rack in their roof panels. It was previously announced that the plan to demolish and rebuild the properties is expected to cost more than £150 million. King Charles III has been welcomed by a guard of honour provided by the Royal Regiment of Scotland as he arrived at Balmoral for his summer break. The King, who is Colonel-in-Chief of the regiment, inspected soldiers from Balaclava Company, 5th Battalion, who took up Royal Guard duties in July and will remain in Balmoral until October. King Charles also met Corporal Cruachan V, the Shetland pony who